Good morning. We have been looking at the subject of conversion as mentioned in the Bible. In the New Testament book of Acts, that records for us the early history and development of the church, Luke, the author, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, included several experiences of conversion. The book opens up with the conversion of 3,000 persons at Pentecost. Then, a record of the conversion of 2,000 persons at Solomon's porch. And then the conversion of Samaritans, according to chapter 8. And then, the conversion of the Ethiopian eunuch in chapter 8, verses 26 to 40. And then we come to the conversion of Saul of Tarsus, mentioned in chapter 9 first. It is to this conversion, the conversion of the Apostle Paul, or Saul of Tarsus, that I draw your attention today. The conversion of the persecutor, Saul of Tarsus, is one of the most significant events in the book of Acts. Paul is a pivotal character in not just history, but church history. From a relative first century obscurity to a modern international figure, no one, aside from Jesus Christ himself, has been so influential. One of the first things to note about this conversion story is that it is the only conversion story that is included in the Word of God three times. In Acts chapter 9, verses 1 to 19, Luke records for us and describes the conversion as it happened. And then in Acts 22, 6 to 16, Paul recounts his conversion before a large crowd. And then in Acts 26, 12 through to 18, we find Paul defending himself before King Agrippa, and he shares his conversion experience. The stories differ slightly, and some have gone to great lengths to use it to discredit the authority of the scriptures. However, in answering the critics, why are there three accounts of Saul's conversion? If nothing else, it's important to understand that Luke wrote under the inspiration of the Spirit, so we can conclude that Paul's conversion was important to God, and that he wanted it to be remembered by his people. Additionally, though, the three conversion accounts are connected to Paul bearing witness to spread the gospel before Jews and Gentiles in keeping with the theme of Acts. Saul of Tarsus first appeared in the biblical record as a witness to the stoning of Stephen, the first martyr to the cause of Christ. Saul was even, quote, consenting, end quote, to his death, according to Acts 7. And his persecution of Christians, as portrayed in the book of Acts via his own testimony, was relentless. He would seek out Christians, even in foreign cities. He would beat them, imprison them, and eventually put them to death. Later, he would write that, quote, beyond measure, I persecuted the church of God and made a havoc of it, end quote, according to Galatians 1:13. What is clear is that the fear of Saul was significant, and those beyond the borders of Palestine trembled at the mention of the name of this wolf who stalked the people of God. How was Saul converted? Let me summarize the conversion accounts for you, my friend. According to Luke's historical record in Acts chapter 9, Saul, armed with arrest warrants for those of the Christian way, departed from Jerusalem en route to ancient Damascus, which we're told by historians is about 140 miles north. As he came near to the city, a light brighter than the noonday sun suddenly engulfed him. A voice inquired, Saul, Saul, why do you continue to persecute me? The double use of his name suggests a reproof. Saul responded, who are you, Lord? The Lord responded, I am God whom you persecute. The voice identified himself, and Paul was stunned. This persecutor was instructed by God that he would show him what he, quote, must do. Blinded as a consequence of this miraculous vision in which Christ actually appeared to him, Saul was led into the city. For 3 agonizing days, he fasted and prayed. Finally, Ananias, a man selected by God, arrived. He restored Saul's sight miraculously and commanded him to, quote, arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Acts 22:16. After some days passed, the former persecutor of Christians began to proclaim among his fellow Jews that Jesus was, quote, the Son of God, end quote, according to Acts 9:19-22. What lessons can we learn from the conversion of the Apostle Paul? My friends, the New Testament record of the conversion of the Apostle Paul is a tremendously important element of Christian history. Those who fear that they are too sinful for God to save them can learn from the Apostle Paul. Paul regarded himself as the chief of sinners, but God saved him. Listen to me today. No matter what you have done, no matter how sinful you are, Jesus Christ can save you. From the conversion of the Apostle Paul, we learn that man is not saved by visions from the Lord. Who could have received greater vision than the Apostle Paul? Who could not be impressed by it? But, my friends, God used vision and dreams to get our attention, but no one is saved by visions and dreams. Also, there was prayer and fasting, but no one is saved by prayer and fasting. Paul had been fasting and praying for 3 days, but it was not that that saved him. Friends, Paul was saved when his sins were, quote, washed away, according to Acts 22:16. And so Paul's belief in Jesus Christ and repentance are implied by the text as you read it carefully. The text also says that Paul was baptized in keeping with what Peter says in Acts 2:38, which says, quote, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, end quote. The conversion of the Apostle Paul is a powerful reminder that when converted, those who oppose God's church can sometimes be some of the greatest servants in his church. Are you one of those who are passing all kinds of negative remarks about the Lord and the church of God? Listen, like Saul, you can come to a place where even if you're kicking against the pricks, God can save you. Because the truth is, you cannot fight against God's church and succeed because you cannot fight against God and win. Paul's conversion story is itself a powerful apologetic to skeptics and atheists, because there are many who never paid any attention to God and said all kinds of things about the church of God, and yet God in his grace and mercy brings them to a place of full salvation. You know, Paul was zealous in his erroneous belief, but God graciously transferred that zeal to the cause of Christ and the gospel. My friends, if you are truly converted, you will have an unquenchable zeal for the things of God. The Apostle Paul had an eagerness that we do well to emulate. The conversion of the Apostle Paul also teaches us that when we are converted, we have a new purpose for living. Paul himself said it this way, speaking of his conversion, that God revealed to him his Son so that he could preach the gospel to the Gentiles and ultimately to the world. My friend, when you consider the impact of the Apostle Paul, his three missionary journeys, that he wrote at least 13 of the New Testament books, and how God used him under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, you can see that the impact of Paul's conversion, both on the church and on countless numbers of people, that this was tremendously a work of Almighty God. Friend, what about you? God wants to save you today. He can make you a trophy of His grace. Take some time and talk to the Lord Jesus today. Why continue to oppose Him, my friends? Take some time, read the Bible for yourself, investigate the gospel for yourself. It is to you that God extends this invitation. In this season of Lent, as we prepare to take the journey of looking back at what Jesus did on the cross for us, what better thing to do than to open your life to Him? Give Him control. Jesus is indeed mighty to save. Next week, we look at another conversion story from the Word of God.